My guest at this time is retired Navy Captain Gerald Coffey. Jerry Coffey was also a veteran of the Vietnam War and was also a prisoner of war from 1966 until the prisoners were released in 1973, much of that time spent at the infamous Hanoi Hilton. We've asked him to offer his reaction today to a story from Newsweek magazine that's getting a lot of attention. The original story suggests that the POW MIA flag was a symbol of racist hate, and the article still does make that case. Newsweek has since apologized for the original headline, now titling it The Story Behind the POW MIA Flag. It is written by Rick Perlstein, a national correspondent of the Washington Spectator, and Newsweek republished the story, which begins, "You know that racist flag, the one that supposedly honors history but actually spreads a pernicious myth and is used only by venal right-wing politicians who wish to exploit hatred by calling it heritage? It's past time to pull it down. Oh, wait, you thought I was referring to the Confederate flag. Actually, I'm talking about the POW MIA flag." And he goes on to say that the POW MIA flag and the movement was a concoction of the Nixon administration to suggest that the United States was the only victim in the conflict in Vietnam. And he says that it changed the rules from previous wars where POWs were only addressed at the end of the conflict. And he says there's also a racist component to make the Vietnamese look like the evil participant in the war. It's a very quick paraphrase, Captain, and I know you've had a chance to read this or at least hear about it. What's your reaction to someone suggesting that that flag carries that message?
I think political correctness has taken a new absolute low, Greg. I know the people involved in the design and conception of that flag, and there's not a racist bone among them, believe me. It was something that was very comforting to us there in Hanoi when we realized that there was a flag in our honor and it was flying with our country's flag. Nothing could have honored us more and done more for our morale. I think it's just absurd. This takes this whole political correctness crap to a new level, and I'm just so disappointed that this flag and the symbol of our incarceration got dragged into it.
Another contention in this story, as you probably know, is that Mr. Perlstein doesn't seem to think that it's still an issue. He says that all the POWs were returned, that anyone listed as MIA was probably a pilot who was killed in action, and then after the war, the Vietnamese assured a congressional delegation that there were no POWs or missing in action still to be accounted for. What's your response to that contention?
To me, it's immaterial whether there are still any POWs, and in reality, there could be some left over there, and our means of accounting for them, especially early on, was far from perfect, and it pains me to think that there might be, but the fact of the matter is there could possibly be. But that's irrelevant, because that flag is a symbol of the sacrifices that are sometimes required to defend our freedom. And you know, it goes a little step beyond our American flag in that it's a very specific, and the service of the POWs in Hanoi characterized the kind of dedication and patriotism and determination that has through the years has helped to keep our country free. That is up until the last eight years or so. Six and a half years or so. So that flag means more than just, and people have to think so simplistically to not understand that. And I'm just so disappointed in people's ability to look below the surface of something and just take it at face value like that.
Mr. Perlstein is not making the contention that you and the other prisoners of war were treated well, but he does take great pains in this story to suggest that you were treated far better than enemies in the hands of the South Vietnamese. Your reaction to that?
That's a moot point. I mean, with the treatment of the South Vietnamese and our forces and the Arvin forces is a red herring. It doesn't make any difference. Our treatment was horrendous, and it's been verified. I mean, just read any POW book, and there's a dozen or so out. In order to learn, my own book, Beyond Survival, tells it like it was, and I had no reason to exaggerate or to embellish. I mean, I just told it the way it was, and Beyond Survival is a book that if anybody really wants to know what happened, you can get the whole scoop right there. But what the hell does Silverstein know? I mean, what does he care anyway? I mean, he's just inserting himself into something about which he knows nothing, just like Donald Trump did earlier a few months ago talking about John McCain's behavior as a POW. These people that just insert themselves totally out of ignorance need to be looked at that way. And it's a sad thing that people have nothing better to do than stir up something that doesn't exist.
This probably calls for a bit of speculation, but do you think some of it goes back to the ideology at the time that so many people, particularly on the left, were opponents of the war and critical of the United States' role in Vietnam, and this is their attempt to write that version of the history? I know one critic of the Newsweek piece said, not only is vigilance the eternal price of liberty, but apparently history as well.
That's right. I mean, and I feel so sorry for people that have nothing better to do than to stir up old issues like that. If you want to know, you know, if it was worth it, just ask any Vietnamese who's one of the boat people that spent 10 years incarcerated under the communists that if they took over. And they'll tell you that what we were trying to accomplish was worthwhile. And, you know, we saw us, you know, Saigon fell. South Vietnam was under a blanket of communist hatred and repression, and it was exactly like we thought it was going to be. And, you know, it's a shame, too, because we had the war won, and our Congress just snatched defeat from the jaws of our victory, but that's another whole story.
The reaction to this, as far as I know, sir, has been almost universally negative. So obviously, Mr. Perlstein, and given the fact that Newsweek has revised the headline and so forth, is probably getting quite a bit of backlash here. What does it mean to you to know that the vast majority of the American people honor your service and your entire generation, particularly in comparison to how some were treated 40 years ago?
Well, you know, to put it as simply as I can, I'm very gratified that Perlstein is getting static for this. He deserves it. He deserves all the static he's getting for trying to open old wounds like this, particularly when he picked the wrong one. The POW issue there is one of America's shining lights. I mean, a lot of things went wrong in the Vietnam War. It could have been prosecuted in many different ways, but the performance of the POWs in North Vietnam was a bright and shining beacon of men's dedication to duty and commitment and patriotism. And the very values upon which our country has been formed over the years. And you couldn't ask for a better example than the performance of the POWs. And I say that full well. I'm talking about myself, too. But, I mean, there were about 550 of us there. And almost to a man, not literally to a man, but almost to a man, the performance was equally dedicated. I mean, you know, we looked at our POW time as a different form of combat. We communicated with each other. We formed ourselves up in military organization, and we had command structure, a chain of command. And we were just at a different kind of combat. We didn't consider ourselves to be out of combat just because we were POWs. And I think it's a great story. And people that come off of these half-cocked ideas like Perlstein without having read something that a POW has written, at least one book, God, at least one book, but to speak out of total ignorance, hoping to stir up something that doesn't exist, is just beyond the pale.
Captain Coffey, we'll have to leave it there. I think our entire audience joins me in saying that we certainly are honoring of your service, and the vast majority of the American people are as well. And go ahead and give the title of your book again for anyone who wants to know the real story of the POWs.
Sure. The book is Beyond Survival, a POW's Inspiring Story by Gerald Coffey. It's available both on Amazon and orders online. Thank you for contacting me and giving me this opportunity to make the input.
Absolutely. Retired U.S. Navy Captain Gerald Coffey, who we might add, went on to complete a full naval career after being freed from his time as a prisoner of war in Vietnam, joining us in response to this article. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.